This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
I think I've got a stumper for you this week.
What vegetable did an ancient Egyptian place his right hand when taking an oath?
That funny, Jim?
It is. Ta-dum, 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 ta-dum.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman. Thank you for listening to AFR and Trivia Friday. Well, Walker Wildman is back for a second consecutive week, filling in here this time for Road Warrior. Usually it's Road Warrior J.J. Jasper, but this time it's Ed Vitagliano. Good morning, Walker.
Good morning.
And good morning, J.J.
Great to be here.
Now, that's not always, sometimes you're on the road. Where were you last week?
Last week I was in DeRidder, Louisiana, First Baptist Church. My wife, well, the whole family, for the most part, and wonderful, wonderful people.
You mean y'all had the whole family?
It was a family conference, yeah. Melanie spoke to the ladies, I spoke to the men. We did a couple of joint sessions. We were there Friday night, all day Saturday, and then I shared, I preached Sunday morning at the church.
Now, how many of your kids went now?
All but one. Lauren was.
But that's how many? That's what I'm driving at.
You know, it'd be easier to just tell you what my grocery bill is each week. Five children.
Okay.
We had five.
So y'all drove 5 hours with five children?
It was it was like 9 hours.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It just seemed like 20.
Yeah, and you know, by the time we pay for the Nerf pills,
we're going to
wind up just breaking even for the...
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? In fact, I'm going to be in Tifton, Georgia Tuesday night.
No, you're not.
Good Friday, Oil City, Franklin, Pennsylvania, two services. Conroe, Texas after that for the Montgomery County Right to Life.
How to contact you if they want you to come speak... In their community, people listening.
Thank you for that. They can see the calendar and contact us at jjjasper.com. Okay. So thank you for that. jjjasper.com and follow on Facebook to see where we'll be.
All right. Do y'all sing? You got singing Jaspers?
No singers yet.
No
but
singing
Jaspers. You never know.
All right. And you put something like that together. I can see y'all doing the Von Trapp type. But wasn't it the Van Trapp?
Von Trapp? Yeah,
Von Trapp?
You're right.
Y'all looking at me like I was born in the 60s.
Sound of Music.
Watch Sound of Music, Walker. Every American should watch Sound of Music.
Yeah, it'll make you want to get out in the field and just spin around.
That's right.
And start singing.
That's right. All right, it's Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as...
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air. So get ready to increase your intellectual prowess, among other things. Here's how we do this. We ask three questions each, the three of us, and then we ask you to call in and answer one of them or ask us a trivia question. Or we prefer you do both. You answer and you ask. So that's how we do this. Now, we have a question we've already picked out, which is a mystery question. A mystery question. And if you answer the mystery question correctly, you will hear this sound. Yes, that's a beloved cowbell right there, and you'll hear that sound, and that means you won a travel mug, an American Family that's what I'm talking about. You won that. You won something free, so, you know, whatever it is, you should be thankful, right? So that's, you would have won a travel mug, so that's how we do this. Let me give you the phone number, and please only call if you've not been on the air with us in the last 4 weeks. Well, we have a four-week waiting period between times we want you to call and get on the air with us. Here's the phone number, 888-589-8840. I'll repeat it one more time, 888-589-8840. You're listening to American Family Radio. Walker, we got Facebook Live going, right?
We do. You can go to Today's Issues Facebook page and watch the show there.
You can send us emails at comments@afr.net. Walker, what are your three questions?
All right. Starting out here today, a geographical question. How many U.S. states border the Pacific Ocean? How many United States border the Pacific Ocean?
How many of our United States border the Pacific Ocean?
Correct.
Okay. That's a two. on a scale of 1 to 10 difficulty.
I'm glad you're real specific but it's a, you with know, that you question. Wanna,
well, it's hey, my first question.
You're right. If you want to start out with this, you know.
The longer we go, the more difficult.
An 80-mile-an-hour fastball down the middle, you go for it. What's second?
Here's my curveball here.
Okay.
What was the first feature-length animated film? What was the first feature-length animated film?
Good question.
Lastly, my third question is, who painted the Sistine Chapel?
Who painted the Sistine Chapel? Good.
All right, that's my three.
Good.
Here's what I've got. It's March Madness, and I want to know what team has won the big dance the most times. Here's the technical question.
Men's or women's?
Who has the record for the most NCAA men's Division I basketball championships?
Okay.
So who's won March Madness the most time? Second question, what river is dammed by the Hoover Dam? What river is dammed by the Hoover Dam? And third question, true or false? Liquid paper was invented by the mother of Mike Neesmith, one of the monkeys. Liquid paper was invented by the mother of one of the monkeys, Mike Neesmith's mom. Is that true
Walker
or false?
Doesn't know who the monkeys are, I don't think. But anyway, it's okay. You know, Walker's from.
I know what a monkey is, but not the monkey.
I can tell you what our listeners are hearing in their head. Hey, hey,
and we're the monkeys.
Yeah.
People say we're monkey around.
That song's hard to get out of your head.
Yeah, it is. All right, here are my three questions. Number one, what season? There are four, right? Summer, winter, fall, and spring. What season boasts the greatest number of U.S. newborns?
Oh, good
question.
What
season boasts the greatest number of U.S. newborns? Number two, what explorer introduced pigs to North America? What explorer introduced pigs to North America? Number three, what U.S. spider's poison? Well, this could be this spiders, I don't think, have a nationality. So I don't know why I ask it like that. But that was the way the question was on the internet. What U.S. spider's poison is, or you could have a European spider, I don't care. The question is, what spider's poison is 15 times as powerful as a rattlesnake's venom?
Wow.
I didn't even know this, and I'm 54 and I've studied spiders for 27 years, and I didn't even know that. You know, that's kind of my hobby there.
And you carry a can of Raid around with you every day.
That's
people
my hobby.
Don't know that.
From 25 to 50.
Studying spiders.
Spiders. I took up golf after that, but spiders were my thing there for 25 years.
A lot less chance of getting bit by a golf ball.
Exactly. Duly noted, JJ. All right, to the phones we go. We go first to Keith, calling from Louisiana. How you doing, Brother Keith?
Yes, sir. Doing good. How about y'all?
Doing great, man. Thanks for calling. You want to ask or answer or both?
I think I'm just going to try to answer the question about the famous explorer.
Oh, okay. What explorer introduced pigs to North America?
I'm going to go with Christopher Columbus.
You are correct.
Wow. Good job. Wow. Columbus. Way to start us out, Keith.
You know how.
Sorry, I just couldn't
hold
back.
You know the background story to that? Keith, I don't even know. I just saw the question. I need to look that up.
I just took a wild guess. I wanted to guess the photo, but I was like, maybe it was Columbus. So I figured it'd probably be one of the two.
See, there's the deal.
Well, they needed. He knew that they would need bacon when they landed on the shores of the Gulf of Mexico.
Right.
So, yeah, the men were wanting BLTs on the menu for the boat there, and so they said, you know, that could be a problem.
Unless we take part of the recipe with us. JJ, you were coming out. Your old man was coming out in.
I was headed that direction.
Okay, did he go back in his shell? Or has he still got something to say?
There's probably room.
Walker kind of broke his mo there.
No, that's all right.
Okay. All right. Anyway, the answer is Christopher Columbus. He introduced pigs. I don't know how that happened. Maybe. We don't know the story behind that. But we'll look it up and let you know. All right. Thank you, Brother.
Keith.
Appreciate you. Brother Keith.
Yes, sir. Enjoy listening to y'all. Y'all have a good one.
You too. That's Keith calling from Louisiana.
Louisiana.
He got it correct. What explorer introduced pigs to North America? And the correct answer is Christopher Columbus. You're right, Walker. He would have Christopher Columbus came to
Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
Stopped off there.
In the Caribbean.
Caribbean. Mm-hmm. Right.
But did he come to, did he ever make Florida? He didn't make Florida, did he? North America would be.
I think he eventually made,
he actually built a house there.
Ponce de Leon.
In, the Dominican Republic.
The Dominican. Anyway, we should know, but they, according to this information, Christopher Columbus brought pigs to North America, which I'm guessing he brought them from
Spain.
Spain.
Yeah.
All right. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We go next to Lori in Florida. How you doing, Lori?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Where are you listening to AFR?
Jacksonville.
Ah, our
wonderful.
Our newest station. Welcome to the...
Yeah, I had to listen on the to podcasts or on an app until I got your station now.
Well, that's wonderful. Great. We've got pretty good coverage over the Jacksonville area, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Well, listen, thanks for calling. Do you want to... by the way, do you know Christopher Columbus? Did he ever make Florida?
You were going to ask me that. I don't know.
Well, you're from Florida. I thought you might know if he, you know, went to Disney World or what.
Exactly. I've only been here 4 years.
Okay. Okay. That's
she got there just after Christopher Columbus.
Yeah, just, right.
But that was before Disney World, though, wasn't it?
Yes.
I think so. Yeah.
Columbus?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, anyway, Laura, you want to ask, answer, or both?
I'll do both.
Okay. Which one you want to answer?
How about the Sistine Chapel?
All right, Walker.
All right, that's my question. Who painted the Sistine Chapel is the question. What's your answer?
Michelangelo.
That's correct.
Yes. Nicely done, Lori.
Good job.
I've said this before. I've had the good fortune of being able to go there twice, the Sistine Chapel and Vatican City.
Wow.
And I've never seen anything man-made, especially by one individual, like the Sistine Chapel. If you go in there and see that, you will say there is no way one person could paint this.
Upside down.
Upside down.
Laying on their back.
Yeah, which is, yeah.
Paint dripping in your eyes.
Now, think about that, JJ. You said he was upside down laying on his back painting, right?
Right.
What if he was upside down laying on his stomach?
That'd even be more difficult.
That's what I'm saying. The degree of difficulty is raised.
Right.
Right there. He didn't do that as far as we know. As far as we know, he was on his back, but still looking up. It's an amazing thing to see.
I'd like to see that one day.
Lori, you got a question for us?
I do.
Okay, fire away.
What is the largest city geographically in the lower 48 states?
I know the answer to that, I think.
Go for it.
Okay, the lower 48, you're talking about land mass?
Yes.
Not population?
Right, not population.
I'm going to go with your hometown of Jacksonville. Is that
you are correct.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's clap for Tim.
Yes.
Right there.
Yes.
I'm clapping for Tim. Well, I would say that I don't know how big, but it's, if you look at the map of Jacksonville, it's huge as far as the land. I don't know, what's 30
it's
miles or so?
747 square miles.
Wow.
That's why they've got the Energizer Bunny on your brochures, because it just keeps going and going.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
Does. Yeah, that's right.
Hey, Lori.
And that doesn't include, mm-hmm. and there's three little beach communities, Jacksonville Beach, Atlantic Beach, and Neptune Beach, that are really, you know, just part of the city that aren't even included in that. So,
hey, Lori, years ago.
The top four cities mm-hmm. are all in Alaska.
Wow. Oh, are they really? Okay.
Years mm-hmm. ago, I took a trip to Amelia Island right there off of Jacksonville, mm-hmm. and that was pretty awesome.
It's beautiful there.
Yeah. Hey, Lori, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, keep listening to American Family Radio. You're listening to AFR here. This is Friday, a Trivia Friday. We also call this...
Learning University.
We're on the air every Friday with Learning University. And, JJ, what is our goal?
Our goal is to make you smarter one question at a time. Your IQ is going to raise. A lot of people are going to be planting their gardens right. upcoming. Your crops will do better. Your complexion will clear up.
And if
a whole lot of things are going to happen just as a result of this show.
You've already listed 10 benefits. Professor Battagliano, who's not here today, would say we're here to make people better.
Yeah, more smarter.
Or smarterer.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm liking this.
Yeah,
this is good.
We have high expectations here for this program and this class. Trivia Friday, also known as Learning Universities on the Air. Here's the phone number to call us.
We are an accredited university also.
Yeah, we're accredited ourselves about 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. It was painful, but we did it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But we did it.
Yeah.
Here's the phone number, 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840. Let's all say this. Can we say this together?
Yes. 888-589-8840.
That's your phone number right there to call us and be on the air. Walker, repeat your questions that have heretofore, which we're only 15 minutes into the show.
Do I need to add one more?
I probably pulled heretofore out a little early right there. But I did it anyway. Go ahead.
Do I need to add one question?
You do. You do, because we got a lot of learning left to go.
All right. First question is, how many U.S. states border the Pacific Ocean? How many U.S. states border the Pacific Ocean?
You don't know that. You probably need to move to another country. But go ahead, Walker.
All right. What was the first feature-length animated film?
Good question.
And here's a new one. Who wrote the novel Moby Dick?
Good question.
Moby Dick?
Yeah. Here's what I've got. March Madness, the big dance. Who has the record for the most men's basketball championships? Who has the record for the most NCAA men's Division I basketball championships? Second question, what river is dammed by the Hoover Dam? What river is held back by the Hoover Dam?
And it's not Moon.
That's right. Well, yeah, that's good that you're giving some clues. I tell you what, we'll give you some more clues. It ain't Hoover.
River.
It ain't Electrolux River. It's not the Eureka River. What river is down by the Hoover Dam? We've already given you some hints. It's up to you to do the learning. Here's the third question. True or false? Liquid paper was invented by the mother of one of the monkeys. Liquid paper was invented by the mother of Mike Neesmith, one of the monkeys.
Down the street.
Is that true or false?
All right. Those are your questions?
Yes, sir.
All right. Here are mine. I already had the, if you were waiting on the answers to what explorer introduced pigs to North America, the correct answer given to us by one of our callers was Christopher Columbus. So now, moving on to my questions that have not been answered. What season boasts the greatest number of U.S. newborns? So in America, what season? Summer, spring, fall,
salt,
winter.
Pepper.
Yeah.
There's a lot if you just want to keep going.
Well, you got six seasons right there. So which one of those is babies most born in? Okay. Number two. I don't know what else could be born besides babies, but you get the idea.
Yeah.
What spider's poison is 15 times as powerful?
15 times.
As rattlesnake venom. Rattlesnake venom is 15 times less powerful than this particular spider's venom. Number three, a new question. Who trapped frogs for a zoo before he hit upon the idea of frozen foods? You will know this name. Hmm. Who trapped frogs for a zoo, that was his job, before he hit upon the idea of frozen foods?
And no doubt it's going to be the second cousin twice removed of one of the Duck Dynasty folks. They're going to be a close kin to the Robertsons.
Frog-gigging?
Sure.
Frog-gigging. All right, so I think this fella caught these frogs alive to be displayed in the reptile. They're reptiles, aren't they? Frogs reptiles?
Good question.
They're not mammals. Huh? They're amphibians.
I think it's the
founder. But is it amphibian or reptile? Is that a subset? JJ, you don't know squat. Shaking your head
over
there.
I know two things about frogs. Diddly and squat.
What'd you say, Walker?
I was going to say, I think it's the founder of McDonald's. I won't mention his name.
Not him. Back to the phones. We go back to William. William's on the phone from Mississippi. How you doing, William?
Good morning. You guys are sounding great as usual.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Where are you listening?
Biloxi, Mississippi.
Biloxi. Okay, wonderful. WAOY there on the Gulf Coast.
I've got a question for the Star Trek fans.
Okay.
In the movie Star Trek VI, the subtitle was The Undiscovered Country. That's also a partial quote from Shakespeare, Hamlet, Act 3, Scene 1. And the question is, what are the words undiscovered country refer to?
I wish we had Professor Battagliano.
He is our Star Trek
sci-fi guy.
Aficionado.
Yeah, we don't know.
We're stumped.
I'm gonna guess just the moon, undiscovered
country.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the moon.
The moon. We're going with the moon.
Not a bad guess, but unfortunately wrong. It's talking about the future.
Undiscovered.
I don't know why.
This was on Star Trek. What now?
Six. Undiscovered country.
Okay.
I'll tell you, my favorite was the return of Star Trek. Star Trek Strikes Back, the son of Star Trek.
I think you're mixing up your sci-fi metaphors right there, my friend.
Rocky and Star Trek.
I think you're mixing up your Star Wars and your sci-fi. Anyway, I would stick with frogs if I were you. Okay, frogs and hogs. Okay, William, do you have a question for us?
No, thank you. That's all I got.
No,
thanks,
William,
buddy.
Hey, man, you can ask us anything. You go ahead. You got any questions at all? We're here to help.
He just asked us a question.
He's not answering one.
Oh, you're not answering one.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, buddy. Have a great weekend.
All right. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Moving right along, we go to, is it Joseph in Oklahoma? How you doing, Joseph?
I'm doing really good, fellas. Just have to give God the glory. I got good news yesterday from the doctor about a health problem that I had, so I'm just praising the Lord today.
Amen. Hey, so, we're praising God with you. I tell you what, Joseph, the older I get, the more you realize that health's something we take for granted, and you don't know how much, you don't know how good it is, so you don't have it, you know?
Yes, sir.
And
I thank the Lord.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say the Lord's taught me a lot through this, and it just drew me back to Him, you know, and the mercy to actually have the scare, you know, and just want to give the Lord thanks today.
Amen.
But just to call in, so excited, you know. I wanted to answer the one about Moby Dick.
All right, Walker, what's the question you posed?
The question is, who wrote the novel Moby Dick?
Herman Melville.
Wow. Herman Melville. Hey, do you know when Herman wrote that? Do you have any idea?
I'm knowing. 1800, 1850s, 18.
Is it on there, Walker?
No, that.
Okay, I think you're right. I think it's the 1800s. But that's a classic even today. You know, Moby Dick. But that's good answer. And do you have a question for us?
Yeah, I was gonna try to see if you guys do you guys know why a military tank is called a tank?
Do we know why a military tank is called a tank? Let us talk amongst ourselves just a second.
Here's going to be my guess. You have Jeep. And the reason you even call a Jeep a Jeep is because it was G-E-E-P. It was General something something property. So I'm thinking a tank was probably the initials for something, but I don't know what it
is. I agree with you.
Tactical.
It's something like that.
Let's go with what
mine's pretty vague.
It's half an answer, but what is it, Joseph?
It originally was called a water carrier because of secrecy. They didn't want anyone knowing what they were building, so they called them water carriers. And the Brits, you know, they had a water closet, and so they didn't want to call it that. So they said, let's just call it, like, instead of a water tank, a tank. But it was for secrecy.
Wow.
Okay. That's good to know.
Tanks were introduced in World War One or later?
Yes, 1915.
World War One. Yeah.
Yep. The Renault was...
Right.
Yes, sir.
Hey, thank you, Joseph.
Thank you, Joseph, and thanks again for that praise report. Good testimony earlier.
Hey, we'll be back momentarily with more of Learning University right here on AFR.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. and you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
The love of one's country, that's what patriotism is, according to Noah Webster, you know, the dictionary guy? Well, we're going to be being patriots when we go to Washington, D.C. and Mount Vernon in September. Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association and American Family Radio. September 20th through the 24th, we're going to be seeing our nation's capital. We've taken thousands of people over the years to do this, and people sometimes come back for a second and third time. We're going to be seeing our nation's capital from a distinctively Christian perspective with historian Stephen McDowell of the Providence Foundation. Now, we're also going to Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown for those who want to do that trip. That's September 17th through the 20th. So those are two separate trips. You can do one or you can do both. We'd love to have you and your family. For more information, go to spiritualheritagetours.com. That's spiritualheritagetours.com. Space is filling up. Hope to see you in September.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with this Fox News and commentary next. Liberty University's in the business of training champions for Christ, the largest Christian university in the world, offering more than 500 programs of study, along with an online degree program designed for thousands of active duty and military veterans. Beyond the classroom, students meet together weekly for worship and to hear from some of the nation's leading experts in the arts, politics, and business. Liberty University, committed to academic excellence with a Christian worldview. Grown men who identify as women can now use the same bathrooms as little girls in the state of North Carolina. The Republican-controlled General Assembly approved a bill that repeals the state's previous bathroom bill, caving in to significant pressure from big business and the NCAA. Now, the NCAA said unless North Carolina let men use the same bathrooms as girls, they would not be considered for championship games. Family Research Council President Tony Perkins said the new law is proof that elected officials are willing to surrender to the NCAA on matters of safety and public policy. The reality is transgender North Carolinians now have more rights than other North Carolinians. But the more significant part of the story is the bully tactics of the NCAA. They oppose bathrooms segregated by sex, yet support athletic teams that are segregated by sex. That's flat-out hypocrisy, no matter which way you flush it. I'm Todd Starnes.
Here we come, walk down the street. We get the funniest looks from everyone we meet. Hey, hey, we're the monkeys, and people say we monkey around. But we're too busy singing to put anybody down.
There you go. We're edumacating our young Walker here on 60s and 70s pop culture. Right there, the monkeys. The reason we play that is because Professor,
one of my questions.
Professor JJ has a question that's related, right?
True or false, liquid paper was invented by the mother of one of the monkeys, invented by the mother of Mike Neesmith. Is that true or false?
He was a drummer, I think.
You and I probably, Tim, would come home and watch the monkeys in the afternoon after school, and I remember that it was butted up next to Dark Shadows, which was like a creepy soap opera in the afternoons.
After that, it was, come and listen to a story about a man named Jed, right?
Yep.
You had that in there, too.
Right.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. If you're new to this show, we do this every Friday from 10:05 to 11:30 Central Time here on American Family Radio. We have Learning University on the air. Professor Ed Battagliano is not here today. He's absent. I don't know. He's taking a late spring break. J.J. Jasper, Professor Jasper's here, as I, the dean of the school, Tim Wildman. All right, repeat your questions, Walker, and then J.J. will, and then back to the phones we shall go.
All right.
To our student body.
My first question, still unanswered. How many U.S. states border the Pacific Ocean? How many U.S. states border the Pacific Ocean?
Okay, that needs to be answered pretty quick, or it's gonna reflect poorly on our class. Yeah. I got to be honest with you. Go
ahead. Somebody's got to step up to the plate.
Well,
second question: what was the first feature-length animated film?
Good question.
What was the first feature-length animated film? And one more, I'm going to add: What was the name of the Seattle grunge band Nirvana's first album released in 1989?
Okay, good question. Christian Radio, right? I have a grunge band. grunge. Okay. That's all right.
Hey, we can talk about the Monkees.
Yeah, well, duly noted.
I haven't even got a nibble on one of mine. I'm surprised with March Madness, everybody filling out their brackets. Here's my first one. Who has the record, speaking of the big dance, March Madness, who has the record for the most NCAA Men's Division I basketball championships? Who has won more times at March Madness?
All right.
Second question, what river is held back by the Hoover Dam? And then the third question, liquid paper, is true or false? Liquid paper was invented by the mother of one of the Monkees. Is that true or false?
Here are my three questions. What season? There are four, right? Summer, spring, winter, and fall. And what season among those four boasts the greatest number of newborns? And number two, what U.S. spider, again, I don't know why I said U.S., what spider? Spider knows no boundaries.
If it was born in the U.S., it's a U.S.
Could
citizen.
Be. Could be a Bruce Springsteen spider. What?
Wearing these songs out.
What spider's poison is 15 times as powerful as rattlesnake venom?
And when you said that winter, spring, summer, or fall, in my head I was saying, you just call and I'll be there. Yes, I will. Can't get these songs out of her head.
Yeah, I know. Here's my third and final question. Who trapped frogs for a zoo before he hit upon the idea of frozen foods? This guy became known for frozen foods. You'll probably know it that way if you didn't know the question, the answer to the question, or his background. All right, back to the phones, Walker. I'm doing this. I'm doing this.
I can give it a shot.
Well, Wayne, well, you can later in the program. Just watch how I do it, okay?
Complex?
Well, no, just learn. Well, a little bit. Just learn from
like
me.
Grading here. Papers.
Wayne in South Dakota. How you doing, Wayne?
Hey, good morning there. It's a pleasure to talk to you, gentlemen.
Thank you, brother. Where are you listening? Where are you listening in South Dakota?
Rapid City, the beautiful Black Hills.
Okay, wonderful.
Western South Dakota.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
Hey, Wayne, I've got a pheasant on my wall in my office that I got from Aberdeen. You guys have some beautiful country there.
Yeah, and a lot of pheasants.
A lot of pheasants.
A good year, a lot of pheasants, yep.
Well, you want to ask, answer, or both, Wayne?
I would like to do both, please.
Okay, which one you want to answer?
I would like to answer JJ's Hoover Dam question.
There we go. Wayne, which river, see if I can find my question. What river is dammed by the Hoover Dam?
That is the Colorado River.
Yes.
Colorado River.
Colorado.
I believe the Colorado River services Phoenix, I think, and maybe Las Vegas. I don't know, but I mean, the dam is there. The Hoover Dam
for
is
the power.
Yeah, the Hoover Dam. Am I right about that, Wayne? Do you know that much?
Yeah, when I was trucking there, the Hoover Dam is about 50 miles south of Las Vegas, and I do believe they may pump water out of the lake behind Hoover Dam, which I believe is Lake Mead. But the Colorado River, after the dam, goes all the way down, and I believe it gets to the Gulf. I don't believe it gets Phoenix. I could be wrong. I'd have to look at my map again there.
Okay.
But, hey, Wayne,
Wayne,
did we help you, giving you clues that it wasn't the Electrolux River or the Eureka River?
Or the Nile.
Well, I pretty much knew.
Yeah, I
pretty much knew it there because all the years that I drove truck, you know, I crossed over the Hoover Dam before 9/11, where they'd actually let you drive big trucks across the top of the dam because they didn't have the bridge built, you know, over the river further south of there, you know. So then after 9/11, they made you detour all the way around, you know, where they wouldn't let you drive across the top of the dam with semis. So it was kind of interesting there.
Is that right? I didn't know that. I've always wanted to go see the Hoover Dam. And I am one day.
And I've been
gonna do.
I've been inside the Hoover Dam, and you look down from the top. It's amazing what man can do. And then I got another comment about it. Environmentalists claim how many millions of years it took for the Colorado River to cut the Grand Canyon and the gorge and stuff in there. But if anybody gets a chance to see the documentary by Dale Tackett dealing with Genesis and Is It History, needs to see that. And that documentary puts puts the falseness to so much of environmentalists. It's unbelievable. So,
hey, Wayne, good point. You have a question for us?
Yes, I do. Deals with 60s and 70s TV trivia.
Okay.
I got to go get a drink of water real quick.
I didn't mean to run off one of your professors.
No, Walker, he's 20.
I'm joking because I was born in the 90s.
If you ask something about Instagram or Snapchat, he'll be our go-to guy.
Okay, well, I don't know any of that stuff. But on Sunday nights back in the 60s and I believe into the 70s, there was a Western that showed on Sunday nights. It was very popular. And it's a kind of a seven-part question, so can you name the name of the show?
A seven-part question?
Well, seven-part answer, you know, so.
We're going to be here. We're going to be here till Tuesday? I mean, what? How long?
Oh, no.
Okay. All right, I'm going to – that JJ and I talk. I'm thinking
Gunsmoke.
Thinking Gunsmoke.
And he's going to want to know about Miss Kitty.
Let's
about
get started
the sheriff,
with – yeah, we're going to say Gunsmoke.
Nope, that was on Saturday nights.
Saturday night. So Sunday.
Gunsmoke would have been.
Bonanza?
Bonanza?
Correct. Can you name the name of the ranch and the four?
Well, the Ponderosa. Ponderosa and what
Hoss,
else?
The characters. Yeah.
Hoss, Little Joe, Lauren Green, and that was Cartwright.
Right.
What was his name?
Mr. Cartwright.
Hoss.
Little Joe, and the dark-haired guy.
Adam. Wayne, what about it?
Got them all.
All right. Hey, buddy,
Thank
we
you.
Better move along. Thanks,
Thank
man.
You. Thank you, Wayne. That didn't take long. Seven, but when he says seven-part question, I'm thinking, you know, we're going to have to take a break and get some oxygen and things of that nature.
But when you're doubling up mind power,
right.
You got two professors.
Right, one from Kentucky and one from Mississippi. You could let them collide right there. the earth shakes.
Huh? And I'm the moderator, just watching all
the
this
intellectual
going.
Earth shakes right there when you have that kind of collision.
I hope all people right. are listening who are making plans to take their ACT because
right.
you're going to be a lot better
right.
off.
Absolutely. Trivia Friday.
Get a 36. We don't care.
We don't care on American Family Radio. Who's next? Ricky in Kansas. Go ahead, Ricky. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
Doing great. How's the weather today in Kansas?
Yeah, a little cloudy and a little cool, but other than that, we were fine.
Okay. Appreciate you calling. Do you want to ask or answer here on Trivia Friday?
Well, I'll try to do both.
All right. Which one do you want to answer?
Oh, let's try the one about how many babies are born.
The question is, what season among the four boasts the greatest number of newborns?
I'm going to shoot for spring.
Spring is incorrect, but that's a good guess. Of course, you only got four to choose from. But
you made it easier for the next person.
Yeah, but that's a good guess, but it's not spring.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Someone else. So.
You have a
What Old Testament person named their daughter Jemima?
Aunt? What now?
What Old Testament patriarch named his daughter Jemima?
Jemima.
This is also where we need Professor Ed.
Yeah, and you know that it was somebody's aunt, so that just fits
right,
perfect
right,
for if
right.
you like pancakes.
Again, Walker has no clue. Probably what that joke is.
That's a foreign language to me.
Oh, man.
You know, you
good
said.
Good night. Are we so far removed that a person doesn't even know Aunt Jemima syrup anymore? The Walker's 20. Did I not raise you right, son?
I guess not.
Why? You don't even know that. Anyway, I don't know. Would you know, JJ?
No, I don't. I'm going to say is Abraham or Moses the way he framed the question.
Abraham or Moses.
Abraham.
Job.
Job. Okay.
Job named one of his daughters
Jemima.
Jemima. Who did he name it at? Who did he name her after?
It doesn't tell me that.
Like a family member? Is that a family name?
Yeah, it was from the Cracker Barrel clan.
Cracker Barrel?
Yes.
Wow, Cracker Barrel was around back then.
It was founded,
huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, usually they don't put those up unless they're riding by an interstate. And I don't think they had an interstate back then.
Right.
Anyway.
Or maybe it was the...
You better stop right there. Because you're talking about the Bible.
Oh, yeah, that's yeah, right.
You know,
that's right.
You need to have some reverence. Ricky, thank you for calling, my friend.
Yes.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as...
Learning University.
Learning University's on the air. Professor Battagliano is not here today, Ed Battagliano. He's en route back from California. Went out to California and is driving back. Flew out there and is driving back. We don't know where he is. Maybe he'll be in Amarillo by morning.
I know he would appreciate our prayers for traveling mercy.
Absolutely. Let's repeat our questions that have heretofore gone unanswered. Professor Walker, what do you have over there?
How many U.S. states border the Pacific Ocean? How many U.S. states border the Pacific Ocean?
Okay.
Secondly, what was the first feature-length animated film? And lastly, what was the name of the Seattle band Nirvana's first album released in 1989?
All right. That was a hopefully we got a lot of people listening, BC.
Here's what I've got.
Who can answer that?
Who has the record for the most NCAA men's Division I basketball championships? In other words, who has won March Madness the most times for the men?
I think I know that. I'd be interested to see if I know that.
Second question, true or false, liquid paper was invented by the mother of one of the monkeys. Is that true or false? And then I'll add one. How high is the crossbar on a football goalpost? This is multiple choice.
Huh.
How high is the crossbar on a football goalpost? A, 10 feet,
uh-huh.
B, 12 feet,
uh-huh.
or C, 14 feet.
All right.
Is it 10, 12, or 14 feet high?
My three questions. Number one, what season boasts the greatest number of newborns? Is it summer? Is it fall? Is it winter? Spring has already been tried, and that is incorrect. Number two, what spider's poison is 15 times as powerful as rattlesnake venom? You don't want this spider to bite you.
The Ebola spider.
You'd rather a rattlesnake bite you. Than this spider bites you. Number three, who trapped frogs for a zoo before he hit upon the idea of frozen foods, and then he became a household name?
Betty Crocker's husband.
Well, I guess Betty Crocker was a feminist. She didn't change her name to this person's name, to this man she married. But you're saying
I'm just talking crazy.
Oh, no, talking yeah. crazy. Well, it could happen, you know. Stranger things have happened. All right, here's the phone number to reach us on Trivia Friday, 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. Trivia Friday, that's if you want to get on the air and ask us a question. You can send us an email at comments@afr.net. You can go to our Today's Issues Facebook page and post a comment there. And Facebook Live, we're live streaming there. Walker, you keeping up with that? Are you checking after the show or
yes,
something?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, back to the phones. We go to Sherman in Oklahoma. How you doing, Sherman?
Doing good. How are y'all?
It's all going good, my friend. Appreciate you calling. You want to ask, answer, or both?
Answer first.
All right. Which one?
The Pacific Ocean border in the States.
Yeah, what states? How many states, Walker wants to know?
Yeah.
And name them.
Border. I'd say five, and that would be Hawaii, Alaska, Washington, Oregon, and California.
That's correct.
Whoa!
Hey!
There
Sherman.
Goes. The cowbell started ringing, which means Sherman. By the way, I was thinking three.
I didn't think about Hawaii.
I did not think about Hawaii and Alaska, but guess what? Sherman did.
That's right.
Because he's from Oklahoma. And you've won a AFR travel mug, and I'm holding it up on the Facebook Live page right now. We're going to send you that. So hold on, Sherman. Don't hang up on us because we need to get your address, all right?
Okay.
All right. Now, do you have a question for us?
I do have a question for you.
Okay.
Okay. God asked Job, was he present when he – at the beginning of the creation. And obviously Job was not. But my question is, what female personification was present during creation?
Sherman, the answer is in Proverbs, and it's wisdom.
That's exactly right.
Wow, good job, JJ.
I got to give JJ credit for that one. Right? You didn't even hesitate. Pause. You didn't have to think about it. You knew that. You've been studying, hadn't you?
And I want to clarify. I am Sherman, father of copper.
You're Sherman what now?
Father of copper.
Father of copper.
Sure. So you go sort of do an Old Testament type thing.
Well,
Old English.
I named my daughter Copper Rain.
Ah.
So I'm father of copper.
Oh, okay. There you go.
All right, Sherman, father of copper. I'm going to wish you, on behalf of Timothy, father of Walker, I'm wishing you a good weekend, all right? Take care.
Thanks, buddy.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Next, we go from Oklahoma across the Red River to Nancy in Texas. Hi, Nancy.
Hello, and I'm from Oklahoma.
Oh, are you really? I do have it right. It is the Red River that runs between Oklahoma and Texas, right?
Yes, it does, and Oklahoma owns all of the river.
There you go.
Down through the middle.
Hey, Nancy, did you know Sherman, who was just on?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Good answer, Nancy.
I saw a funny thing one time. I forget. It was a comedian, and he was an Asian fella, but he was an American. So he had this guy who looked like a Korean, but he was talking in Southern English. He was raised in Knoxville, Tennessee. It was kind of a bizarre, you know, you just don't think about it. So you got this guy that looks like a Korean, and he's talking like a redneck. Anyway, he said, well, where's your family? Somebody asked him, where's your family from originally? And he goes, Seoul or whatever. He goes, what was your last name? Kim or something. He goes, the person asked him, said, well, did you know some Kims from south of where you from some other street over there, you know?
Right.
You know, that, you know, here's a guy, the town of 10 million people, 5 million of them probably named Kim. And some guy's over here asking, well, I knew some Kims that were from South Korea that, you know? Anyway, I don't know if that makes any sense. Nancy, go ahead with you want to answer or ask?
Both.
Okay, which one you want to answer?
Hey, we're the monkeys.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Right. Nancy, true or false, liquid paper was invented by the mother of Mike Neesmith, one of the monkeys. Is that true or false?
It is actually true, mm-hmm. And it's Neesmith.
Oh, Neesmith.
Neesmith.
You're exactly right.
It is true.
And here's a little behind-the-scenes thing. Years later, she could be found singing, Hey, I'm a rich girl.
White ink. That's what she invented.
Yeah, the liquid paper.
Yeah, yeah.
That you.
She left the proceeds to Mike in her will.
Really?
That right? And by the way, mm-hmm. Did I say he was the drummer? He was not the drummer. He was a guitarist, right? The drummer. Yes. The drummer was a Mickey.
The one that played in the Monkey Show.
Now this happened to
the
me.
The other monkey.
Yeah, okay. Mickey. Look up the drummer of the Monkees, Mickey
Dolan.
That's it.
I was in the Memphis airport. This is 15 years ago, and I'm walking to my plane, and I'm looking up at the screen, and there's this fella doing the same thing I'm doing, and he asked me. I could tell. Well, I asked him or he asked me. I could tell he was looking for a gate, and. It had to be him.
Please tell me you said something.
No, I did. Well, I didn't. We were like passing, like he was on his way somewhere and I was on my way somewhere. But it had to be him, or he was his body double, or his twin, Mickey, that guy right there. But
right.
But of course, you get when you're famous like that, you get a lot of people say, "Hey, would you? Hey, you know, sign my autograph and whatever. Come have a sandwich with me or whatever." You know, I didn't do that. I just it was kind of surreal there for a moment. You're going, "Huh, you're Mickey the one of the monkeys." You know, that's what I'm thinking while I'm telling him the gate's down that way. But anyway.
I saw Kareem Abdul-Jabbar walking through the airport, and it was in Texas. And what was funny, you had a sea of people, and they all came up to his waist. And there he was, looking like a giraffe.
Yeah. 7 foot two.
Right.
Yeah.
But I didn't go up and say anything to him either.
You didn't?
No.
Nancy, you have a question for us, or she already asked it?
Yes, I do.
Okay, go ahead.
We're going to stay with stationery products.
All right.
So it's kind of a two-part thing. What was the first use of Post-it notes, kind of accidentally, and why were the first ones yellow?
Man, I have heard this. I was just talking with Tim during the break that Silly Putty was made by accident. The microwave was made by accident. So was the Slinky, and I've heard
The 10-speed was made by accident. A lot of people don't know that. 10-speed bike.
But I forget how they just, you know, they were sticking, and they said, hey, wait, maybe we can turn this into something that works, but I forget.
We don't know, Nancy. No. What's the answer?
Okay, the answer is that the 3M scientist that developed it was Spencer Silver, and it wasn't what he was intending to get. And so he had what they called a solution without a problem. Well, he introduced it and talked about it at a seminar. A colleague that had been at the seminar wanted something that would be an adhesive that would not leave marks or whatever in his hymn book. And so he used it to mark his hymns in his hymn book. Okay, so that's kind of how it accidentally became the use for what it is that we all use it for today.
Wow.
And the color yellow was chosen by accident because that was the only color of scrap paper they had to put the product on the back of to see how it would work.
How cool of a story.
Somebody's in air out there right now.
Oh, yeah.
of the sticky note family.
And our Share-a-thon is next Tuesday, Wednesday,
right.
And Thursday.
They want to donate, you know, some of that, the royalties to this ministry.
Hey, I'll be calling again next week for sure.
Oh, well, thank you. Hey, Nancy, the guy who had a candy bar in his front pocket, and he walked in front of a microwave dish, and his candy bar melted, and that's how the microwave oven was invented. He noticed that, wait, I walked in past this microwave dish, and it melted.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's how. So many of those products were invented.
You know,
he married
the lady who invented white ink. A lot of people don't know that. What was his name?
Well, you do.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
You do know why WD-40 is called WD-40?
Yes, they tried 39
because the
different
39
times.
39 didn't work.
Yeah, water displacement. Yeah. Their 40th attempt.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Nancy, you're full of trivia. You're the right lady to call in on this show.
Hey,
thank you so much.
I have a Learning University T-shirt.
Oh,
I even wear out in public.
Thank you for promoting our school. We appreciate
Good
it, Nancy.
Girl. Got an alumni on the air. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Nancy. We need to get those T-shirts back. We haven't sold those things in like 3 years. You remember we had the diploma with the. No, we didn't ever have a diploma.
No, it was a wreath, and it looked like the seal of a standard collegiate school.
We need to
sharp-looking T-shirts.
Get that back. We're up on a break here. When we get back, we'll go to Scott in Tennessee, Teresa in Iowa, Anthony in Mississippi, Nick in Ohio, and Geraldo Rivera in Kansas.
Hey, you're talking about somebody getting married. Two antennas got married on the rooftop. Two antennas. They say the wedding ceremony wasn't that much, but the reception was awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, the King of Corn. He'll be here all week.
Salute.
All right. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back in 5 minutes. We got another half hour of Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Lots of our questions have gone unanswered, and we want you to call in and challenge this intellectual dynamite that's existing on this panel today. We'll be back in 5 minutes.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.